They seek it here, they seek it there. Some people seek it everywhere. And if it's merely a half hour of gentle comment on people and things thereafter, may we suggest that they seek no further for the moment, but tarry a while with us here in Just Fancy.
Hello, yet again. Well, those of you who regularly take a 1 and 9 penny tea with us in the Tudor restaurant, Westbourne-on-Sea, in the musical shade of the Lillian Forsdyke Quartet, will know that life behind the scenes of the latter is often no smoother than the sounds they produce. It was certainly so one afternoon this week.
Come see, come saw, have a thing?
Yes. I'm sorry about that, Miss Forsdyke.
What was the trouble?
My F string went flat in the middle.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I see. Oh, geez, old thing.
Yes, but half the number. I was only going on 3.
Oh.
I had an old octave go once when I was playing my kitten on the key solo one night at Weymouth.
What, with the dinky dados?
Yeah. Oh, I did feel a fool. Fortunately, we wore very big ruffs. Oh, I sank right down into mine. You know, it was going boing, choing, so. Oh. Right in the middle. More as if it was exploding, you know.
At the Dulwich Musical College, we had a piccolo chewed by a rat.
Oh, I say. Mm. No, this was just plain straightforward damp. I suppose what with the wet summer and the corrugated roof, you know, used to sweat. Of course, I never thought of looking inside the lid.
Oh, no, one doesn't so long as everything's going all right. Oh. Mr. Chambers.
Oi, son.
Don.
Well, what's your trouble?
Wake up, England.
You mean Scotland?
Don't drop off to sleep on a job like this, Mr. Chambers. It looks bad.
Oh, I'm sorry, Godley.
Had a big lunch or something.
Yeah. Oh, aye.
Not a very solid one by the smell of it from here.
I've never touched a drop since I promised my
first date. All right. I'm sorry, Don Boy. Sorry. Yeah, I realise now it's eucalyptus. It's true. Gorgeous eucalyptus.
I think Mr. Chambers has learned his lesson. If you brought any more of that heel and baddie whiskey into the place, Mr. Williams really would kick you out.
Oh, I don't know. That lad's outgunning for me, all right.
Here, look out.
Oh, I see. Here he comes.
Yes.
Oh, he's looking very well.
Oh, he is.
Oh, it's false thing.
There's nothing wrong, I hope, Mr. Williams.
Oh, very much so, I'm afraid. Yes, yes. I'm in the most terrible trouble.
Yes, oh, are you there?
Oh, no. Worse than that, I'm afraid. Now, please don't press me for details, but the police are after me.
No.
The police? Oh, Marvin. Mr. Williams.
Well, I've not done anything wrong, of course. You know that, Lillian. Miss Foster.
All right.
But a police sergeant has just called. And
hey, look. There he is. Yes. Back in the restaurant now.
Oh, dear. Yes. Well, let's finish it. I'm washed up.
No. We'll think of something, and it's got to be quick, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. Quick.
Now, hop up here on my piano stool, Mr. Williams. Quick.
What?
Come on, he's not looking this way.
Oh, but really, no, that's no good.
Any hot in a storm, brother.
Well, of course, go on. Oh. That's right. Much better than Dartmoor this weather. Look, I'll walk about below.
Oh, this is terribly exciting.
Not a word, Heather. Now then, not a word, or what?
I shall never forget this kindness of any of you, never. Oh, my word, here he comes. If it should come to a showdown, I'm afraid I can only play 2 lovely black eyes.
Only? That's jolly good, Mr. Williams.
Just behave quite normal, everybody.
All right.
We'll do 2 lovely black eyes next, I think. Just the chorus, chaps.
Right, oh.
Lovely tune, that. Absolutely topping.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Sergeant.
I'm sorry to come in here like this, sir. I'm looking for the manager.
Yes, Mr. Williams is away today, Sergeant, but I'm the assistant manager.
Oh, yes. Incidentally, sir, I very much like the Tudor restaurant. So does my wife, you know, when we're off duty.
My word. Well, we're a little proud of our cream horns. You know, they're rather unique.
And Miss Forsyth's band. Good afternoon, madam.
Good afternoon.
I'm a bit of a pianist myself, I'm afraid. Good afternoon, sir.
Oh, good afternoon.
I nearly put pay to our last police concert. I played two lovely black eyes. I don't suppose you go in for anything lowbrow like that, sorry?
Occasionally, you know. Yes.
when he lets his hair down, eh, Mr. Wymondham? Here, you on the piano.
Hmm? Oh, yes.
Oh, well, it's only a private call, sir. I wonder if you would kindly display this poster for the police dance as usual.
Oh, yes, well, of course, Sergeant. Leave it with me. I'll give it to Mr. Williams just as soon as he gets back.
Ah, good. Well, I'll see myself out. Thank you very much indeed. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Oh, by the way, any time you feel like coming along to the police concert and giving us a bit of a do, Mr. Wymondham?
Oh, me? Oh, yes, well, of course, ma'am. I should be highly delighted.
I shall hold you to that, sir. I shall hold you to that. Good afternoon.
Goodbye.
Oh. Oh, well, that's that. What a relief. Oh, I can't tell you how grateful I am to you, Mr. Potter.
Oh, that's all right.
And to you, Miss Fosdyke.
Not at all. I'm sure you'd do the same for us, Mr. Williams, if we was on the run.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Yes, the truth of the matter is I parked my car right outside the town hall last night, and I was rather afraid they'd be after me. Yeah. Oh, well... I must go and chase up the lemon meringue situation. It's touch and go at the moment, you know. Oh, yes. Yes, goodbye.
Well, he seemed to be making a lot of fuss just about getting pinched for parking, didn't he?
That's all very fishy to me. Yes. He said he was at the town hall.
Yes.
Well, when I was out with a friend last night, I saw Mr. Williams going into the picture drum.
Oh, yes. Well, my friend Sylvia said there was a rock and roll riot in the picture drum last night.
Yes. Oh, really?
They were rocking and rolling in the aisles, and a middle-aged man danced all over the organ and then fell through the screen.
Wait, so?
The manager called the police, but he got away.
A middle-aged man?
Great Scott, golly, you mean that?
That's old Williams.
I think we're all in danger of letting our imaginations run away with us this afternoon.
Oh, no, but Lily, don't you remember the way he went crackers over the mambo?
Merry, merry pipes of Pan next, please.
Huh. What about merry, merry rock around the clock?
Get your part ready, Mr. Porter. Yes. And we'll have your flageolet in this, Mr. Chambers.
It's a quiet once you do the damage when you get the message.
Yes.
Come along. 1, 2.
He really is a lad, though.
Isn't he?
From that typical Fosdyke derangement of a once popular tune to Peter Akers' strictly orderly and sensitive orchestration for his music of Oh Dear, What Can the Matter Be? They say that romance dies as you get older and that companionship takes its place. Well, I suppose this is true even at the Cranbourne Towers Hotel.
Sausage and tomatoes for 16. Bacon and eggs for 21.
Oh, Miss Pratt.
Hold on, Cookie. Yes, um?
If Miss Foster Brown calls for me again this morning, you don't know where I am.
No, sir.
I'm going to hide in the writing room just in case she turns up again. I'm fed up with her.
Very good, sir. The fire in there, is your light, sir? Just... No, where is she? Are you still there, Cookie? No porridge on Mrs. Wilkins' tray this morning, please. Yeah, right-o. Oh, good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Mossblood. My friend not in his usual chair by the radiator again this morning, I see.
No, Joe.
Gone out with this Miss Foster Brown again already, I suppose. He spent the last 3 mornings with her.
Yes, Joe.
Well, the more he sees of her, the sooner he'll get it all out of his system, I hope.
Oh, I don't think there's anything like that, Joe.
No?
No.
Don't you believe it. It's a dangerous age. 80. Yes, now you look out when you get to that, Miss Brown.
I'm looking out now, sir.
If he should ask for me, I'm just going to write a letter in the writing room.
Very good, Joe.
It's like an iceberg in here, as usual. Now then. This wretched Nib's still here.
Good morning, old friend.
What? Oh. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you sitting in here for, then?
Well, I just thought that I would, you know.
I see. Yeah. I thought you didn't like the writing room.
Well, I don't. It smells of upholstery, but...
You're just dodging me again, I suppose.
Oh, dodging you?
Making a bit of a fool of yourself, aren't you? At your age? Getting mixed up with a woman?
What are you talking about, old friend?
Well, let me see. Dear Dr. Ford,
what?
The tablets you prescribed for my knee are useless.
Look, excuse me, old friend, just a moment.
What?
Could I trouble you for an answer to my question, please?
Certainly. What was it?
I've forgotten it for the moment, but...
What was I talking about this morning?
I don't know.
No, I say, was that the question?
The question?
The question, yes.
Yes.
And you want a straight answer?
I want a straight answer?
No. Golly, well, don't let us bother them. Please send me some better tablets by return, yours faithfully. Well, I'll go for a walk by myself again this morning, I suppose. Have a sherry all on me own again at the old George and Dragon. Well, are you coming? Or are you going to sit in here, moping, for your lady love?
I take it that you are now alluding to my friend, Miss Foster Brown.
Yes, since we've got the gloves off, yes. She's been round here every morning since Thursday. It's none of my business, I know.
Well, I was just thinking
but
that.
If you choose to be dangled on the end of a string at your age...
Oh, I think we'll be very suited to each other, you know.
Suited? To each other?
Suited? To each other?
My giddy auntie, you positively stagger me.
Oh, there you are, Mustang.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
I just called in to need something for my friend.
No.
Is he anywhere about?
Oh, great. Scotland,
No, madam, I don't think he is.
Yeah, there she is.
What?
Yes, she went off today, madam. Yes, that's right, he went off today.
Oh, well done.
Any good waiting for him?
No.
Here in the writing room?
No. Not really, madam, I'm afraid. No.
No.
Very well. Tell him these are some bed socks I'm knitting for him, and I'll look in again tomorrow.
Very good, madam.
Oh, more bed socks. By George. Oh, that was a close one.
Getting behind the door. That's not very eager, is it?
Oh, yeah. Not bad.
Eager.
What's eager?
Eager. Oh, you've heard of eager, haven't you?
Eager.
Anxious.
Oh.
I don't understand you at all. One minute you have one thing and you... What's the matter with you?
Eager.
Glory.
I was pulling your leg about getting married, you duffer. You were being so interfering and, and jealous.
Yes?
Oh, yes.
No, it's not quite good enough, I'm afraid, your explanation.
Oh, now, look here.
I'm a little tired
of you in this bossy mood, my friend. Do you think you're still drilling with pot sedan bandoliers or something?
Volunteers!
Are you? Well, I'm going to have a jolly good holiday away from here, now, I'll tell you.
A woman doesn't call on a chap unless he's been leading her up the garden.
Oh, yes, path.
Oh, excuse me, Joe.
Path?
Up the garden path. What is it, Miss Platt?
Garden path, yes, that's what I mean.
Have you finished, Holmes?
Yes, yes. Yes, thank you.
This letter's just come for you, Holmes.
Oh, for me? Oh, thank you, Miss Platt. Oh, from Reading. Oh, now that'll be from my niece, Cora, at last. Well. Dear Uncle, you have sent this enclosed letter to me by mistake. Well, what's the enclosed letter? Have we got it? Dear Miss Foster Brown, thank you very much for the delightful beds. Oh, dear.
You sent that letter to your niece?
Oh, yes. Trust me. I must have sent Cora's to Miss Foster Brown both in the wrong envelopes.
What did you say to Miss Foster Brown?
I said something about my dear Cora. Her name's Cora, too. Yes. I believe I said something about, if only we lived a little closer, then I could see you more often. Yes, that's what... Oh, I am a juggins. That's what I've done.
Oh, dear me. I'm very, very sorry indeed. I doubted your word, old friend.
Oh, that's all right, old friend.
Only, you know, it seemed such a pity for a woman to break up our friendship at this time of life.
Oh, I quite agree. Yes. I think I'll still go away for a short holiday, though, all the same.
Oh, well, yeah, I see.
Yes, but on one condition.
On what's that?
Well, she asks you to come too.
Who?
Cora. Look. Look.
Me?
Look at them.
To Reading,
yeah, look.
What is this, then?
Not on the right, just there, look.
Yes, for a few days. Yeah. And why not bring your nice friend with you?
Yes.
Oh, well, now. Isn't that...
Yes, well, what about it, eh?
Well, what's it like at Reading, then?
Oh, well, you get a bit of a smell of biscuits sometimes, of course. But she has huge fires.
Oh, well, now that all sounds rather fun, doesn't
it? Well, it is very
cool. Oh, I should like to.
Very welcome. Have you by any chance noticed how life has changed for the average hospital patient? Until fairly recently, the medical profession humoured the hospital patient and were kind to him, but were convinced that whatever he had the matter with him was no concern of his. What is this tickling in me big toe, nurse?
Oh, don't you worry your head about that, Mr. Doakes. It's just a silly little thing we'll soon put right. You forget about it and chat to Mr. Glennings in the next bed. Oh, let me see that, Nurse Johnson, will you please?
Morning, Mr. Glennings.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, fine. Wonderfully clever doctors here, you know.
Oh. Well, what's the matter with you, old man?
Oh, I don't say, you know. But, I've got a scar from me ankle up to me thigh, and another one from me chest down to me belly.
Oh. Well, sounds like an operation of some kind.
Oh, yes, but they seem very pleased with me.
Joe, how's Joe this morning?
Oh, good morning, Doctor.
I've brought a Mr. Godwin to see your toe, Joe.
Oh.
Good morning. Let me just feel your toe, may I?
Well, certainly. I just get this sort of little tickling in it, you know, mister.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you very much. It's fine, right, thank you. Yes, well, nothing at all, really, Doctor.
No, it's not what I told him, Mr. Godwin. I said I was.
Oh, well, that was short and sweet. They seem to know all about it.
Oh, they're wonderful fellas, you know. What they don't know is not worth knowing. No.
Where am I?
Here in the hospital, old chap. It's all over.
Oh, I've been under, have I?
Yes. Doctor just gave you a whiff, and you're fine now.
Oh.
You'll be going home in 5 weeks.
What, 5 more weeks of this? Oh, that's heaven, that is, nurse. Oh, you're a lovely nurse.
Now then. Now come and sit with him and keep him in order, Mr. Glenning.
Oh, very good, nurse. Well, you've had an operation on your big toe, you know, old man. I saw them wheel you out.
Well, I don't remember a thing, whatever it was they done.
Oh, it's wonderful what they can do, you know, nowadays. Well, do you feel like finishing that game of two-handed whist?
Sure, yeah.
Well, there you are, Dukes. It's 5 weeks, and I think you're absolutely fit to go back to work now. How do you feel?
Oh, tip-top, Dr. Tar.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from a slight tickling in me big toe, I feel as fit as when I come in. Yes, well, of course, if Joe Doakes went in with the same complaint these days, he'd find it very different. No agony of uncertainty. The medical profession has found the psychological importance of not being like a remote high priesthood, but of taking the patient completely into its confidence.
Sister's given you the bed near the door, Mr. Doakes.
Well, it's not a bit drafty, nurse, really.
No, I meant I thought you'd be in one of the others. Must mean you're going to have an operation.
Operation? Oh, no, I don't think so. I've just got a silly little tickling in my big toe.
Yes, still, you must be surgical. I'm sorry if you're by the door. You can be wheeled out quietly, you see, without upsetting the others.
You just had a sort of vacation for nursing, did you?
Well, not really, no. Just sort of fell into it.
Yeah, I can imagine that. I say.
Yes?
Is it all right to talk to that bloke in the next bed?
Oh, Mr. Glenning, yes. He's only a slight anapathus.
I heard you. It's what the doctor said, but the specialist said nonsense. He said it to me face.
Don't listen to him, Mr. Doakes.
Well, you're not looking too bad, old man.
No, that's no thanks to them here. Yeah, I've got an operation scar from me thigh down to me ankle,
yeah,
and another one from me chest down to me stomach. And now the new bloke here says I might just as well have had pills.
Well, have they taken anything out?
Yes, that's the annoying part. They showed me the x-rays and everything. Even I can see the ones since. It's nothing like the ones before. Oh, here comes Dr. Meadle.
Oh, hello, Doctor.
Hello. I've brought Mr. Godwin, the surgeon, to have a last look at you.
Before the great day.
Your nurse has just been telling me, Doctor.
Oh, no, don't worry.
Nothing very much, eh?
Well, not necessarily at all, no. As you remember, I told you the last time you came in with it.
What?
No, this is Doakes. He's never been in before.
Sorry, it's a Bennett of Meaton. Yeah, I think you've just got a tendon in there that's taut, Mr.
Doakes. Bethnal Green.
Well, we shall see who's right.
Cheerio, Doakes.
Don't worry, be quite right.
Thank you very much indeed, gentlemen.
Wonderful surgeon, Mr. Godwin. Wait until you see the new theatre.
Oh, shall I see it?
Oh, yes, tomorrow morning at 9.
So early as that?
Oh, yes. In these slightly ambiguous cases, there's no guarantee how long it goes on.
What? I see. And we start at 9 o'clock?
We start at 9 o'clock, yes. The chaplain's coming to see you at 1:45. No.
Now then, Mr. Doakes, no worrying. Not unless we tell you to. Now then, let's go.
Anesthetic complete.
Thank you, Doctor. Number 4, Lance Scoop End.
Number 4, Lance Scoop End.
Help! I'm not under. I'm absolutely normal.
Don't talk, Doakes, please.
But I tell you, Doctor, I'm...
You know, we must have this token absolutely still, you see, Mr. Finn.
Doakes.
Doakes. Finn? Ah, yes, this morning, Tunbridge Wells. Now then,
Relax, please.
Yeah, but I can feel everything. I'm absolutely wide awake, Doctor. Help, Doctor.
Yes. But you won't feel anything with a local.
Local?
A local anesthetic. Yes, it's such a small job. Nurse, didn't you tell Dokes it was to be a local? I instructed you to.
Oh, I was terribly sorry, Doctor. I believe I told Mrs. Esdale instead.
Oh, well, I'm most terribly sorry about this, Dokes.
Yes, so am I. I really am.
Oh, well, you see, Mr. Godwin prefers his patients to know what's going on.
Yes, I find it better in the long run. Well, now I'll be very quick. Anything you'd like to say, Dokes, before we get to cracking?
Cracking. Good luck, sir.
And you. Yes, now, don't worry. You won't feel a thing. Here to here.
Ear to ear?
Quiet, but it's please.
Should be all right to start with.
Yes, I think so. Now, no more talking of a patient. There. Lovely grub, just the job.
Clips. Come on, nurse. Clips.
Oh,
yes. Went out with that chest expert, Dr. Boyce, again last night, I hope.
Doctor,
it's all right, Oaks. All right. Doing fine. Just give myself a little more elbow. There.
That wouldn't do for Bart's, wouldn't it?
Oh, that's all right. This is the provinces. Hook end. There. There we are. We're there.
You're not wasting much time this morning, Sydney. Well, you'll be home sooner than we thought, Dirks.
Big one. What have we here? Look at that. Beautiful condition.
It is only the Ubaltic tendon.
What, in the toe?
Taut as a crossbow. Yes, I was right.
Yes. Oh, well, I think I'll put the end of the intracular fibre underneath it. And then I needn't nick it. What do you say?
If it'll go.
Go? Of course it'll go.
It's terribly simple, this, Dirk.
Good show, sir.
Yes, a toe will be better than new after this. Now, go. And down, will you? Yeah. Well, I think I'll have a little rest, steady my hand. How's Angela?
Oh, fine. She's with the children in Frinton.
Oh, yes. Well, now, come along. Third time lucky. Done it. Yeah, lovely. All over.
Well, the 4 weeks are up, Mrs. Dirks. I think Joe's fine now.
Oh, yes, sir. Thanks to you wonderful doctors. He's never had one tickle in his toe since.
Yes. Well, the only thing we've got to clear up now is his nervous breakdown. I can't understand that at all.
Well, make it a thing at your discussion groups and centers. Well, once again, I insist how grateful we are to you, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you may be, for keeping this date with us tonight. If there are any new boys, do tell your friends, please, and all will be welcome as before at the same time next week. Until then, our respects and our good wishes. Goodbye.
Bye.
That was Eric Barker in another recorded edition of Just Fancy, with Pearl Hackney, Derek Giler, Charlotte Mitchell, and Kenneth Connor. The script was written by Eric Barker, the music was under the direction of Peter Akister, and the program was produced by Charles Maxwell.